Good afternoon. With flu season fast approaching, it's very important to know how flu is spread, symptoms to watch for, and how to protect yourself and loved ones from getting the flu. Influenza or flu is a contagious respiratory illness caused by influenza viruses. It can cause mild to severe illness. Serious outcomes of flu infection can result in hospitalization or death. The best way to prevent flu is by getting a flu shot each year. People often ask, when is flu season? While seasonal flu viruses are detected year-round in the United States, flu viruses are most common during the fall and winter. The exact timing and duration of flu seasons can vary year by year, but influenza activity often begins to increase in October. Most of the time, flu activity is highest between December and February, and activity can last as late as May. People with flu can spread it to others up to about 6 feet away. Flu viruses spread mainly by droplets made when people with flu cough, sneeze, or talk. These droplets can land in the mouths or noses of people who are nearby or possibly be inhaled into their lungs. Remember that a person infected with flu can infect others one day before up to 5 days after getting sick. Flu is different from a cold as it usually comes on suddenly. People who are sick with flu often feel some or all of these symptoms: fever or feeling feverish with chills, cough, sore throat, runny or stuffy nose, muscle or body aches, headaches, fatigue. Some people may have vomiting and diarrhea, though this is more common in children than in adults. It's important to note that not everyone with flu will have fever. Anyone can get the flu, even healthy people, and serious problems related to flu can happen at any age. But some people are at a high risk of developing serious flu-related complications if they get sick. This includes people 65 years and older, people of any age with certain chronic medical conditions, pregnant women, and children younger than 5 years old. Complications of the flu can include bacterial pneumonia, ear infections, sinus infections, and worsening of chronic medical conditions, such as congestive heart failure, asthma, or diabetes. The first and most important step in preventing flu is getting a flu vaccine. Flu vaccine has been shown to reduce flu-related illnesses and the risk of serious flu complications that can result in hospitalization or even death. Everyday preventative actions, like staying away from people who are sick, staying home from work and school when you are ill, covering coughs and sneezes, and frequent hand washing, help slow the spread of germs that cause respiratory illnesses like flu. An annual vaccine is the best way to reduce your chances of getting seasonal flu and spreading it to others. Everyone 6 months of age and older should receive an annual flu vaccine. For more than 50 years, hundreds of millions of Americans have safely received seasonal flu vaccines. It does take about 2 weeks after receiving the vaccination for antibodies that protect against flu to develop in the body. It's also important to remember that a flu shot cannot cause you to get the flu. The viruses in the vaccine are attenuated or weakened and therefore cannot cause flu illness. If you would like more information on influenza or are interested in getting a flu vaccine, please contact your primary care physician or contact the health department. Thank you. Have a great day and be well.